Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
9 o'clock are on the house, around the house hour, open house hour. We're just changing. I'm getting my names down. This is the open home hour. It's open for you, the Arizona homeowner, whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin. 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. That's the first time we've given the number all morning. Had a lot of great guests in our first 2 hours and completely open this hour for any projects you have planned for this weekend or planned coming up, or if you've got maybe a couple different estimates and you want to talk through the difference between them and see how to narrow down which one's right for you. We won't tell you which one's right for you. Only you can make that decision, but we'll give you the thought process and the questions to ask and what to look at in narrowing that decision down to your home, castle, or cabin. Family comes into a factor, budget comes into a factor, how long you plan on living in the house comes into a factor. And, you know, the feeling you get from the person standing in front of you telling you what you need to do or where how you need to spend your money to accomplish whatever it is you're working on, that's a big deal. You know, your gut is wired to send off warning signals. And if you're getting warning signals talking to somebody, you don't have to panic. You can just say, okay, thanks. Got the information. That's great. I'll call you when we're ready to make a decision and just leave it at that. And when they walk away, you can shred their number.
But if you go to Rosie on the House Referral Network, we've vetted them for you and you can be 100% sure that you've got guys that care about you, care about their product, and want to provide good customer service.
Just to join the network, you have to be in business locally 5 years. Occasionally, an exception will be made. The two times I can think of, one, it was a second generation where the son branched out on his own. He had been with the company for a long time with his dad, and we put it out to the network. All right, they're branching out, and they want to establish a second one. Are we going to allow them, or are we going to wait for them to be in business for 5 years? And the network voted to let him go ahead and expand. And then second, energy audits. When those came in, we saw the value of those, that we made an exception to go ahead and bring the company in before that five-year mark because of the value that they were providing. And at the time, it was a home energy audit. It was something that the utility company would pay for. So it wasn't like we had to worry about their ability to collect from a customer to stay in business because the utility companies were paying for them to provide this service. So
we do put
occasionally an exception here or there, but for the most part, and both of those exceptions right now, those are years old. I mean, I think Rias is close to their 10th year with us now.
Yeah, and we do take it very serious because we offer something that other referral networks don't. That's a complaint resolution. We offer Rosie. And so his name's on it, so you can count on it being good. If you just even have a communication problem, you can give us a call all during the week.
They have to sign a complaint resolution that says we have the final say if you're unable to solve issue mm-hmm. with one of our listeners. And then we've also got a code of ethics all employees of their company have to adhere to. There's customer service on the phone, customer service on the site, from the sales rep down to the last technician or tradesman that leaves the job when it's all said and done.
We got you back.
And we've got our promotion team on the line. We've got Location Lance. Where are you today, sir?
We are in Cottonwood at the Verde Valley Verde Valley Fairgrounds for the Verde Valley Home Show. Doors opened here about 10 minutes ago. The show is going to 4 p.m. We got actually 60 vendors total, including yours truly. We also got Pella Windows and Doors, our certified partner here. Free parking, free admission. They got raffle prizes. We're doing raffle prizes, home maintenance calendars, and the weather's great.
And when you get to the fairgrounds, where does somebody go?
So as you pull into the fairgrounds, you'll see basically sort of an impromptu parking lot where everyone's just sort of making their own spots. You can't miss it. You'll just pull in right off Cherry Street, and you just drive down the dirt road, and It'll be right in front of you.
And where are you guys in the building?
So we are in the northern building on the back wall. When you pull in, you'll see the southern building. You can go in there, and as you come out of that, it'll take you right to our building, and you can walk right in those doors. You go left or right, walk around, and you'll see us in the back there.
All right, and y'all will be there today and tomorrow.
Yep, both days, 4 p.m. both days as well.
All right, Lance, well, we appreciate it. If for any of our listeners that are in the Verde Valley or Sedona, it's still they say when you hear the news up there, the way they report it, it's Sedona Oak Creek or Camp Verde in the Verde Valley or Cottonwood in the Verde Valley. So any of those areas, all trades there today are designed. That's one of the hard things that people don't think about if they move to rural for the first time. The contractors that they have out there, there's not nearly the access they have to it. And I'm trying to get the call down. You could still hear him walking around in the background. It's driving me crazy. And the hold button's not working in here. Anyway, when you – Casa Grande was a perfect example. They had a lot of big developments that were going in and people moving there. And then 10, 15 years later when they started looking for people, they couldn't get – no one from Phoenix wanted to drive down. No one from Tucson wanted to come up. And there was a limited supply of trade companies, service companies, contractors – there locally, and you know, well, how do I fix this? Because I can't find anybody that wants to drive out and do it. That's something that you really have to be aware of and be prepared to manage. Even building as close as Whitman, I had a huge trouble getting contractors out. That, oh, man, that's forever, like 60 miles, guys. Come on, you could leave your house or your business in Central Phoenix and go out to Gold Canyon. And, you know, that's about the same amount of time, and you're in the city the whole time. It's, you know, this concept that because town ends it, it's a long way after. You know how long you just drove through town?
It is harder in the rural areas, though. I always hate to have to tell people I don't have anybody. But it happens when you live out far.
It does. And a lot of what you'll find, and we get this a lot, especially in the Sholo areas, you know, when hunting season comes around, they can't find any contractor. They're all out in the woods, or if it's a good day for fishing.
Yeah.
You know, they're on a different time schedule, and you just got to get used to it. Phoenix area boasts the highest number of construction jobs this past year. And what are those construction jobs going to? Man, new home company starts a second community in Gilbert, 22 homes called Mosaic on Lakefront Master Plan Community at Layton Lakes in Gilbert. Lennar Homes broke ground on Wednesday, what they call Heritage at Asante 1,500 homes plan. That's out in Surprise. You've got Richmond America Open Season Community this weekend. They've got an open house at Seasons at Verado out in Buckeye. It just is. There's nowhere you can look and not see something going on. And I've said before, if you ever wanted to know the condition of the building economy, just look around and count how many concrete trucks you see on the road. And I don't know if you've noticed or as you're out driving, there are concrete trucks everywhere. I even saw three in a row one morning coming in. They were all going to a job site. And so it made me think, I wonder if people know what they're looking at when they see a concrete truck. So concrete itself, 6% air, 11% Portland cement, 41% gravel, 26% sand, and 14% water. 4,000 pounds per cubic yard. Each yard will cover 81 square feet on a 4-inch thick slab. So a concrete truck, completely loaded, can pour just over 700 square feet of slab. So when you see three in a row, you know that they're going to a slab that they've got enough finishers that they can pour over 2,000 square feet in one load. The maximum load, 26,000 pounds, puts the total weight of the rig at 62,000 pounds. And you can tell when it's fully loaded because the wheels in the middle are low down and the wheels on the back are down.
So you should keep your distance.
If the rear axle is up, he's only carrying four loads. If the rear wheels and middle axle are up, he's probably an empty load going back home, but still a very heavy a vehicle on the road, and that doesn't include the additional water that they are carrying with them.
Good thing we have such good roads.
You took a trip this recently to the National Hardware Show and put together a little list of items for Father's Day.
Well, I did, but I kind of got carried away, Romy. I just think with Father's Day coming up, I wanted to make a list, and I thought, you know, dads kind of get a bad rap anymore. You know, I found a quote by Billy Graham that I love. It says, "A good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the valuable assets in our society." So, you know, I think it's a great time to try to honor dad. And do you think of yourself as a gifty person?
What's
your love language? How do people tell you they care about you? How do you like them to tell you? Is it by a gift or by doing something or words?
You should have asked me that some time to think.
Okay. Well, I'll give you some time.
Definitely not gifts.
Yeah. Well, you kind of got that from me. But I thought it would be really fun to put together this list. I have put it on Facebook, and it's quite long, but we'll kind of talk through some of the things we've got on there. But you can don't feel like you have to write it all down. I have it all documented. But I just thought it'd be fun to go through those together.
Okay. And we'll do that here at Rosie on the House after this break. Oh, after this break. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, keep talking. All right. So
I do have a gift to give away.
Okay.
For Father's Day.
All right.
Beautiful. I found this at the hardware show. It's by a company called Game Day Ironworks, and it's beautiful collegiate metal artwork for your team. So I have, and you know what? The winner gets to pick. Do they want a sign from LSU? That one's for Rosie, the LSU one, but ASU or U of A. So we're going to have a little texting contest. We'll tell you about it when we come back.
Okay. And that's something you found at the National Hardware mm-hmm. Show, and they're going to do this for our listeners.
That's right.
A little Father's Day gift. What's the website?
Game Day Ironworks.
So you can go to Game Day Ironworks and see what we're talking about.
Or Facebook. I put the two signs up on there.